I'm Hank Davis, and this is Podcast Gear News, Episode 8 for February 2026, your monthly podcasting equipment news show. Roland has introduced the Go Mixer Studio, a versatile audio interface for content creators offering studio quality recording and connection options. Besides having a color LCD screen, the Go Mixer Studio offers MIDI in and out, two USB-C ports, one for connectivity and one for power, two XLR inputs, two quarter-inch outputs, and a quarter-inch Hi-Z input, both a quarter-inch and an eighth-inch headphone jacks, an aux input, and two quarter-inch inputs. It even has what appears to be a quarter-inch thread to mount on the bottom of the unit. The device is 24-bit and has a sample rate of up to 100. 92 kilohertz. It provides up to 75 dB of gain, and you can use the device with Windows, Mac OS 15 or later, iOS, and iPad. The Roland Go Mixer Studio retails for $299.99. After last month's recording of Podcast Gear News, Shure dropped three new studio condenser microphones: the KSM32C, which retails for $659, $729 with the shock mount, the KSM40C, which cost $879, and the KSM44MP, which will set you back $1,099. The KSM32C has a 3/4-inch capsule, while the KSM40C has a 1-inch capsule, and the KSM44MP shares that 1-inch capsule but has multiple polar patterns available. That's cardioid, omnidirectional, and bidirectional. Take this one for what it's worth. Berlin-based company Native Instruments is in preliminary insolvency. I'm not sure what that means for current hardware and software, but I think it's a story that we need to keep our eyes on going forward. Please make sure you're subscribed to the audio podcast if that's how you're listening to it. Images show up on most modern podcast apps, or if you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel there. Also, if you are a viewer or a business and you'd like to support Podcast Gear News, you can head to freepodcasttools.com/support for more information. There are both individual and business tier support levels. CAD has two new supercardioid condenser microphones on tap, as well as another E100 series edition. The GXL2000 retails for $79.99 and has a frequency response of 30 Hz to 18 kHz, a sensitivity of minus 38 dBV, and a max SPL of 135 dB. The GXL4000 retails for $149.99 and has a frequency response of 30 Hz to 20 kHz, a sensitivity of minus 30 dBV. And a max SPL of 138 dB. The GXL4000 claims to have an equivalent noise level of just 5 dB. The Equatec E100VP appears under the new section on CAD's own website. So it says it's a 5th generation US-built condenser microphone with a gold-plated 1-inch large diaphragm capsule designed for rich vocals. A continuously variable polar pattern control allows seamless adjustment between omnidirectional, cardioid, supercardioid, subcardioid, and figure eight patterns. The E100VP has a 100 Hz high pass filter, a 10 dB pad for high SPL sources, and a low profile shock mount to reduce mechanical noise. The microphone has a frequency response of 20 Hz to 20 kHz. While the sensitivity and the max SPL depend on the polar pattern. So I'll just list the cardioid setting. The sensitivity is minus 37 dBV, and the max SPL is 127 dB without the pad switch engaged. Also in the cardioid polar pattern, the self noise is a quiet 9 dBA weighted. The E100VP has a suggested retail price of $299.99. Cloud Microphones introduces the Mini CL25 inline microphone preamp. The Mini CL25 has Class A JFET circuitry That provides you with an additional 25 dB of clean gain. This new preamp is in the style of a Fed head, which doesn't require extra XLR cables like the previous Cloud Lifters. It has a custom Nutric connector and comes with Cloud Microphone's limited lifetime warranty. The Mini CL25 retails for $149. The Boyacaster X1 is a new audio interface that provides 70 dB of gain. It's 24-bit 192 kHz and features an auto gain setting. The device has a multifunction control knob and a dynamic light bar that displays real-time sound waves, microphone gain, and headphone monitoring levels at a glance. You can also customize the light's brightness and colors in Boya Central on your computer. The device retails for $99.99. I put this one under the coming soon section. Elgato says they're building a new generation of audio tools for creators. They're using the hashtag WaveNext in their cryptic posts. We'll find out all the details in a couple of weeks, and I'll report on it in next month's Podcast Gear News, Episode 9. If you're into budget condenser microphones, recently on my YouTube channel, I compared the $159 Rode NT1 Signature Series and put that up against the Golden Age Project FC1 Mark III. So be sure to check that video out. Again, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. It's available in both audio with images that come up on modern podcast apps or on YouTube. For more information, check the description down below. Thank you so much for tuning into this month's Podcast Gear News. I'll catch you next month.